Okay, good morning. We have a quorum, so we're going to go ahead and get started. Committee on Banking and Insurance will come to order. Sherry, please call the roll.
Chair Broxson?
Here.
Vice Chair Masson? Senator Brandes? Senator Gruters? Senator Lee? Here. Senator Perry? Here. Senator Tadeo? Here. Senator Thurston? Here. Quorum present.
Please silence all your electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. Well, we have a presenter here. Thanks for coming early, leader. And Senator Simpson, would you present your bill, SB 322?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill is what I'm calling the pre-existing conditions bill. And we know that all Floridians are very concerned about their health care. And we want to make sure that if we have pre-existing conditions, we have access to buy insurance to cover those pre-existing conditions. So what this bill does is I'm assured that if you're a major health insurer in the state of Florida, you have to offer at least one policy that would include pre-existing conditions. Right now, under the Affordable Care Act, all of those policies are being rendered. But if the courts or the Congress were to overturn that act, then right now in the state of Florida, that would not be the case. So this bill would clarify that you would have to continue offering those policies to Floridians. That's what the bill does.
You have an amendment, sir?
Yes, strike all.
Strike all amendment. Barcode 836736. Please explain the delete all amendment.
The amendment is exactly the same. The difference was is on the pre-existing conditions, we took the federal definition instead of the one that we had originally had.
Members, are there any questions? Yes, sir, presently.
And I'm just looking at this for the first time. So is there any concern if you have a requirement that they offer one policy that would include pre-existing conditions, that the policy a company might offer might be a very, say, a high deductible policy or something like that, and people couldn't necessarily afford it, and so there's really not a market for the product for people. Is that dealt with in here, or?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Please interchange.
We did not put the rules and restrictions upon insurance companies within this bill. This bill just simply says you'll have to offer it. One of the conditions, though, is it would have to be one that you have been offering. So if, you know, a month from now the Supreme Court said that the Affordable Care Act was unconstitutional, the policies that would be being offered would be the existing policies, essentially, that we have today. And that wouldn't mean that there couldn't be other iterations put together, but it would be they would substantially be the same as they are today, the pre-existing conditions policies.
Sure. Well, good. So, you know, I offer that as really kind of a just something to be thoughtful of. You know, a lot of times when you file a piece of legislation, you then own the issue. And so this is designed, obviously, to protect Floridians from being exposed to policies should the Affordable Care Act go down, where they would not have access to policies with pre-existing that cover pre-existing conditions. And should something happen here that where the policies that are offered that are affordable by the companies don't include pre-existing conditions, you know, they're going to come to you and in the committee and what have you. So you just, you know, might want to think about it as it goes along to make sure that they're we're writing this thing in a way that will ensure that what you're actually trying to achieve, the companies will have to do.
Yes, Senator Thurston.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for the bill, Leader. I was just wanting to make sure, because you mentioned a couple of times, should something happen to the Affordable Care Act, as it now stands, companies have to offer this now, according to the Affordable Care Act, and this doesn't take away anything in terms of what's available to the citizens right now, correct?
That's right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's exactly right. There would be no change in today's process.
Yes.
Senator
Tadeo. Thank you, Leader, for bringing this to our committee. I guess my only question is, have you looked into the pricing effect for people should this come to be? Obviously, what we're doing is be a little preemptive here. What about the prices? Because that's the big issue, is that if you have a pre-existing condition, the prices were too high for you to be able to afford it.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Yes, so in this bill does not contemplate how we would price it or the conditions in which it would be priced. This bill would just guarantee that Floridians would have access to this policy. Obviously, if the Affordable Care Act gets repealed or is ruled unconstitutional, then that would be something that we could readdress. But this bill was not to try to put all the rules in place of engagement, but more or less guarantee Floridians that there would be a product available for them to purchase if that time did come.
Thank you.
Members, any other questions? Any appearance forms? Any debate? Let me just say, Senator, I think this is the right thing for Florida to do in the event of a catastrophic event in Washington, that we would step up and provide some, may not be the best, may not be perfect, but at least we're saying that we're not going to leave those people vacant with no possibilities of coverage. So thank you for bringing this good bill forward. All those in favor of the amendment, say yay. Opposed? Nay. Show the amendment has adopted. Back on the bill as amended. Any additional questions? Any further debate?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Just in the spirit of, I never want to let anybody be surprised. I've spoken to Senator Simpson's office. He understands my concerns. His staff understands my concerns. I can't support the bill, but I just want to make sure. I never want to surprise another senator by voting against their bill and not having at least an opportunity for them to know that debate.
Okay. Anyone else? Would you like to close?
Way close.
Okay. Terry, please call the roll.
Senator Brandes, Senator Gruters, Senator Lee, Senator Perry, Senator Tadeo,
yes.
Senator Thurston,
yes.
Vice Chair Rusan, Chair Broxson.
Yes, and by your votes show that bill approved. Thank you. Next we'll go to SB 380, Homeowners Assurance Policies by Senator Brandes. Senator Brandes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill requires insurers to include a flood insurance disclosure to policyholders only when the current homeowner's policy excludes flood insurance. OIR has indicated that this is necessary law change to eliminate confusion among policyholders. As we have a growing supply of insurers that are writing essentially all perils policies, that some that include flood either in their standard policy language or as an endorsement, we want to make sure that we're telling them the complete accurate information in the disclosure. Today's disclosure has some ambiguity as to its accuracy as more and more products come online. This just simply seeks to make sure that we're providing this disclosure when it's appropriate.
Thank you. Any questions? Senator Lee, I think you have an amendment.
Yes, Mr. Chair, it's just a title amendment.
Okay. You want to explain your amendment?
Yes, sir. It's a title amendment, and it basically focuses more directly on the subject of the bill, so that tightens up the it ties the title to the actual substance of the bill.
Okay. Members, any question on the title amendment? Any appearance forms? Any debate?
I'm willing to accept that it's fine. You know, in Harry Potter, there was a map, and you had to wave the magic wand and solemnly swear that you were up to no good. and that's when the map would open. I feel like this is a solemnly swear you're up to no good kind of title amendment that tightens the title down so that we make sure that that the map doesn't disclose hidden things or people walking around that we don't want to walk around. So with that, I'm happy to accept the amendment.
Senator, let me just admonish you. Last week it was Star Wars, and now we go to a different movie. What will be next?
I have four kids. My movie repertoire is fairly limited to Disney, Star Wars, a couple other things. Maybe Harry Potter and Universal.
Anyone object to the amendment? Show that amendment approved. Back on the bill as amended. Any questions? Parents forums, debate. Senator Brandis? Yes, go ahead.
I'm very supportive. I just was wondering if you had looked at, it's very similar to the bill I passed last year, and just what's the difference, so that, just for the record, but great to do it some more.
Right. The bill that passed last year required a specific disclosure. Because some companies are offering now flood insurance as part of their overriding policy, kind of an all-true, all-perils policy, the disclosure truly isn't accurate if we're requiring companies that are already giving flood insurance to also disclaim that their policy doesn't have flood insurance. So this just clears up and says they only have to provide the disclosure when the policy truly doesn't cover flood.
Senator, we were working on an amendment that we're not going to have ready today, but there, as an agent, I can tell you there's a lot of confusion when people are buying their homeowners, especially after a storm. They don't understand why the flood was not covered. It's always a great discussion to have with your agent, not only whether you have coverage, but whether there's a difference in the coverage A on your property policy and the maximum limits on your in FIP. And I know that some of the carriers that are doing it private, the coverage A is the same for your flood. That's great, but there's still a lot of NFIP policies that have a maximum of 250. And when you have a dwelling of 500,000, you definitely, if you have one peril that causes a total loss, you have a problem. And I think people are entitled to know that. So we will see if that's added, but I think that continues to be an area of confusion with all Floridians. Okay, Jerry, will you call the roll?
Senator Brandis, Senator Gruters, Senator Lee, Senator Perry, Senator Tadeo, Senator Thurston, Vice Chair Rizan, Chair Broxson.
Yes, and by your vote, show yes for SB 380, reported favorably. We're going to go now to Senator Vice Chair Rizan, who has a series of bills.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And before I get started, may I have my vote reflected in the affirmative on Senate Bill 322. I was presenting a bill in children and families at the time the vote was taken. Thank you. Committee Bill 7050, which is a public records exemption. It provides an exemption from public records requirements for information collected in connection with investigations and examinations by OFR pursuant to the Florida Consumer Collection Practices Act. It continues the public records exemption for information collected, and it would prevent release of sensitive personal medical information and financial information of individuals that could be contained in the investigation or examination files. That's the bill.
Any questions? Any appearance forms? Any debate? Senator Tadeo moves that SPB 7050 be submitted as a committee bill. Please call the roll on SB PB 7050.
Senator Brandes? Senator Gruters? Senator Lee? Senator Perry? Senator Tadeo? Senator Thurston? Vice Chair Rahsaan?
Yes.
Chair Broxson?
Yes. And by your vote, show SPB 7050 is favorably reported as a committee bill. Senator Rahsaan, SPB 7052.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. 7052, Senators, reenacts and saves from repeal the public records exemptions for informal enforcement actions performed by Office of Financial Regulation and trade secrets held by the Office of Financial Regulation in accordance with its statutory duties under the Financial Institutions Codes. This was previously enacted to prevent disclosure of informal enforcement actions so that it would not be used to a competitive advantage or disadvantage of certain financial institutions. And that's the bill.
Thank you for explaining that, Senator Rahsaan. Any questions, members? Any appearance forms? Any debate? Senator Lee moves that SPB 7052 be submitted as a committee bill. Please call the roll, Sherry.
Senator Brandes? Senator Gruters? Senator Lee? Senator Perry? Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Vice Chair Rahsaan?
Yes.
Chair Broxson?
Yes. By your vote, show that bill is committee bill is approved. Senator Rahsaan, please explain SPB 7054.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. 7054 continues the public records exemption for trade secrets used in constructing wind and flood loss models that are submitted to the Commission on Hurricane Loss Projection Methodology. In other words, certain companies that provide computer models, the state agency verifies the accuracy or the validity of the model that we use to project pathways of hurricanes. This continues to protect trade secrets of companies that use these computer models. And that's the bill.
Thank you. That's a great explanation. Any questions? Any appearance forms? Any debate? Senator Thurston moves that SPB 7054 be submitted as a committee bill. Sherry, please call the roll.
Senator Brandes? Senator Gruters, Senator Lee,
yes.
Senator Perry,
yes.
Senator Tadeo,
yes.
Senator Thurston,
yes.
Vice Chair Rahsaan,
yes.
Chair Broxson,
yes. By your vote, show SPB 7054 favorably reported as a committee bill. And finally, Vice Chair Rahsaan, SPB 7056.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. SPB 7056 reenacts the public records exemption for certain information relating to family trust companies that's held by the Office of Financial Regulations. This legislature created family trust companies several years ago and allowed an exemption from public records request certain personal financial information of those for whom the trust was created or benefits. It's my understanding, Mr. Chair, that the Real Property and Probate Section of the Florida Bar approves this. There may be some concern on the part of First Amendment Foundation, but the legislature made personal identifying information confidential and exempt because disclosure of financial information or the names of family members or qualified participants and shareholders of family trust companies could jeopardize the financial safety and personal safety of such members. And that's the bill.
Thank you, sir. Any questions, members? Appearance forms? Debate? Senator Perry moves that SPB 7056 be submitted as a committee bill. Terry, please call the roll.
Senator Brandes? Yes. Senator Gruters? Senator Lee? Yes. Senator Perry? Yes. Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Vice Chair Rasan?
Yes.
Chair Brockson?
Yes. And so that SPB 7056 favorably reported as a committee bill. I want to give my personal thanks to Vice Chair Rasan for taking on those duties. You did a much better job than I could have done, so thank you very much. Does any senator wish to be recorded on any votes? I think we've already took care of that. If there's no objection, I don't see any additional business. Senator Tadeo moves that we close.